on Shay with the Biggs and Barr Show. Shay 106.
Hey, it's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Every now and again, these lists come out of like secret items you can get at fast food restaurants. You know, like stuff that's on the menu but not really on the menu.
Okay.
There's a thread going on Reddit right now where fast food workers, and I thought of this, Jason, because you being the youngest shift manager in the history of Wendy's.
I worked at Wendy's for 7 years.
How old were you when you were a shift manager?
15.
15. Incredible.
Incredible.
Just incredible.
But they're sharing some things in their store menu that no one ever orders. So
things are actually on the menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Popeye's apple pie apparently is unbelievable.
I didn't know they had an apple pie.
It's deep fried like McDonald's used to be.
Okay.
Which makes it that good.
I don't recall the last time I ate a McDonald's apple pie either.
I don't know. I never get dessert.
Because I don't remember the last time I burned my mouth.
Did they always come too hot?
Way too hot.
But usually it was if I've had a McDonald's apple pie, it's been, hey, sorry for making you wait. Here's a secret apple pie that you might get surprised by. And you're like, ooh, and then you eat it after and it's a little cooler. Right.
It is like a Hot Pocket where it's pretty hard to get a...
Yeah.
Because it feels cool on the outside. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is good to eat. You bite in and then some lava hits your uvula.
Yeah. But Popeye's is a great one.
Okay.
This is right up your alley, Jason. Wendy's. Apparently, you can order a side of melted cheese.
Yeah, and little one of those little white Solo cups.
Yeah.
Dip
your fries and nuggets in it.
It's just a can of cheese.
Just canned cheese that
cheese that they don't even like put it in another pot. They just put it in like the double boiler and warm it up.
Oh,
that's it.
But it's there for judging.
It used to be 30 cents when I worked there. You order a little
thing of cheese.
Solo cup of cheese. Some people did it. I don't know. But now, not my thing.
My daughter worked at McDonald's, so I learned this trick, but I had no idea before. But if you want a Big Mac for a fraction of the cost, you get a McDouble and you just say, make it like a Mac.
What's the difference in cost in that? Like, I have no idea.
The McDouble's way cheaper than the Big Mac.
Like by like $2 or something?
Close to that, yeah.
I'll tell you, fellas. No longer is that cost efficient. I was going to say, I wonder if Dressed Like a Mac is on here because people caught on and McDonald's caught on and said all these people are getting
McDoubles.
Basically Big Macs minus the extra piece of bread.
Which you don't really need anymore.
And so, it costs you like... $2 now to get it dressed like a Mac.
Oh, they charge you get a Big Mac for the other toppings?
Yeah. I was blown away. The last time I asked for it, I literally might have gone, wah! At the drive-thru speaker. But I was so surprised. The guy's like, yeah, it's going to be extra $2, eh? And I was like,
for
fine.
Sauce.
Basically for sauce and to switch their... Whatever. Well, procedure
you,
up.
You take mustard
you know,
and ketchup off and you and just onion, get the shredded mac or shredded lettuce and mac sauce.
Yeah.
That's all the only difference. Meh. $2 now.
Something that we used
Unless
to do when I worked at Wendy's that you probably can't order at all because you have to wait too long for it. We used to make ourselves like cheeseburgers and make them just like McDonald's did.
Yeah.
And we'd leave them in the bun warming cabinet for about an hour, hour and a half, and they taste exactly like McDonald's burgers.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Taco Bell, they got a cheesy Doritos Gordita Crunch. The Gordita Crunch, I guess, you can get it with a Dorito shell instead of just the regular shell.
Oh, I see.
And then Subway, they have a chicken pizzaiola. It's chicken, pepperoni, and marinara sauce.
Oh.
So they say it's on our registers, but not on
our
menus.
It?
Nobody ever orders it. So, aside from the shocking news that it now costs $2 to get a sandwich
dressed like a Mac,
I don't know what to. I don't know if there's anything on this that's really
like shocking.
Shocking or needed to be ordered.
Other than the fact that Popeyes has an apple pie.
Yeah. I might have to try it just because I didn't know.
Have you ventured into the Popeye chicken sandwich? Have you had it?
No,
but like the world famous one
that people were shooting each other over. Like,
I don't
last
think
year.
I have. I may have had it before in America when I was there, but I don't recall. So it couldn't have been that good.
No, but I think it's kind of new still-ish because they're trying to copy Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah, and now KFC has the same style sandwich too. Yeah,
which I've had.
They've always had a chicken sandwich.
No, but they dress it the same way that the Chick-fil-A
one. Just like a pickle?
Yep.
Pickles and mayo, basically.
Yeah.
That can kick rocks.
So mad at pickles.
Yeah.
Well, I love pickles. It's just pickles and mayonnaise on the chicken. Nah, you need other stuff.
Like what?
Like maybe a nice hot sauce.
All right.
Maybe some lettuce.
Sure.
I think there's lettuce.
I think there's pickles.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, though.
I really don't care.
I don't eat a lot of fried chicken, really.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
So one of us might be a superhero.
Yeah.
And you might be too. Sorry. I had a muffin.
Were they good? I was thinking of having one.
They're all right.
Okay.
They're banana though, so Jason's out.
Dumb. Oh, wow.
Look, stop making banana things. This is gross.
So mad at bananas.
My wife made banana bread this week, too. I'm like, what are you doing? Just like, give it to the chickens or something.
So it turns out that redheads, a.k.a. gingers, might have a higher pain threshold. And that's, which I don't, with our personal experience here with Jamie, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Why?
You complain a lot about physical ailments.
Absolutely not.
Like all the time.
It's like a ton, like nonstop.
Of the three of us in here, I would complain the least.
No, I would say you complain the most.
Absolutely not.
Remember when you thought you didn't eat chicken parm and then we proved that you eat chicken parm?
What does that have to do with complaining about pain?
No, I'm just saying about self-awareness.
Yeah, oh. That's exactly what it's about. But, yeah, like remember when you had a little bit of skin peeling on your thumb and you talked about it every day for like 4 months?
4 months. Mr. Exaggeration here is also great. It was like 2 weeks. I complained about it because my skin was peeling away and I got the, what's the holes called? And I went and got a cream for it. Remember the, what are the holes in skin called that Chris doesn't like? When someone gets holes in their skin.
Trypophobia?
Yes, that. It was getting a little bit of that under my thumb and under my fingernail and I was concerned. I had just moved out of the house for the first time. I was living on my own.
See, he's still going on about it.
No one to talk. I mean, I can't do a guy. Whatever. Okay, move on.
You can't defend myself. You had a little bit of skin peeling.
It wasn't a skin peeling.
Thumb.
I went to the doctor for it. He gave me a cream.
Necrotic thumb. Yeah. And you'd look at it literally from the start of the show to the
honestly,
end.
Honestly, not even kidding, dude.
Okay.
You would stare at it the whole show.
But I wasn't complaining about the pain.
No.
I was concerned that my thumb might fall off down to the bone. Okay. Yes, I was. Fair I was enough. Concerned.
Now,
that is an accurate.
Yeah, that's
observation.
True. Yeah, yeah.
You don't whine about the pain. You just think you're going to die with a little thing that happens.
It's more
to
of
you.
A hypochondriac. Yeah.
Right, right.
Now, the thing that also causes you to have a high pain tolerance is also your kryptonite because it causes you to get sunburned more.
Yeah. It's a mutation in your skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a mutant.
Which, has higher skin pain threshold, but also you burn easier.
It's weird. I don't agree with this survey because... Well, I do have like, no, but I do have
study.
Like,
it's not a survey.
It's a study.
Sorry,
a study.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then I'm an outlier then because I do have little things will my hands, like let's say my hands, for instance, little things will, I think, hurt more than it would hurt you guys. So I think it's the opposite.
You think you have,
I can take it though. Maybe I can take it.
Well, that's what
but
said.
But a lot of little things I like tolerance. Hurt. Like with my hands and I bang my fingernail slightly.
That hurts everybody.
Though. No, but just slightly. You know what I mean? Like,
So you're saying you're more fragile.
Yes, but can take it.
But can take it
yeah.
right. like through a life of pain, you've built up this tolerance.
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't bleed, though. You know that.
I do. Of he course
said,
you bleed.
He said that before. He has said that before, that he doesn't bleed much when he gets cut or at all.
It's weird.
Yeah. Well, there's your mutation.
Maybe just all the fats blocking all the blood from coming out, but that could be one thing.
I don't think that's true. But.
Anyway, whack survey.
Whack.
It's a study. Yeah. It's not a survey.
Stop
study.
Calling it a survey.
Whatever. What do study? What do doctors know?
Yeah. Well, depends who you ask.
Depends what doctors you ask. If you ask the ones on Facebook, they know everything.
That's true.
I want to talk about threshold right now, though. We got the Emperor from Star Wars sitting over here from his eye surgery.
Yeah, because the
four
lights
days
are
ago.
Pointing into my eyes.
He's got the lights in the room down and nothing. Yeah. A hood over his face, sunglasses, and a hat on.
Yes, but I'm not complaining about it.
You were for about the first hour we were here.
No, I said someone had moved the lights and shined them in my eyes.
Nobody moved the lights.
Everyone moved the lights. Every single person in this building came in here and moved the lights.
Just to get you.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes, my answer.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Did you guys hear about this fella? It's an old story. But
yeah.
He's written a book about how he mailed himself in a box, like, overseas.
It happened in the 60s, like 1965 or something he did
it. Okay.
He couldn't afford the flight home. So he was in Australia just being a, you know, young 20-year-old hooligan. And they wanted to go home to the UK. Couldn't afford the flight, so he booked himself to be shipped there. And he's trying to track down the two guys that helped him do it. and he is releasing a book, but he talks about it a bit, and doesn't sound like he had a great time here.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. Yeah. Terrifying. I spent most of my time, I think, in trying to control myself, i.e. calm myself down, because I didn't know whether I was dreaming it, whether it was actually happening. Was I dreaming about it? Was it a nightmare? Was I really there? And then in between all that, of course, I couldn't breathe properly half the time, couldn't move. Certainly after the first, I don't know, perhaps 36 hours, my muscles were all seizing up.
No kidding.
Did they interview him in the box?
Yeah, it's not great audio.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to do, because they just put you in like the cargo part of the plane, and I mean, you're cramped to begin with, and they don't heat those parts.
No, that'd be real, very cold.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's over 50 years ago now. I don't know how quickly a crate was getting from, not like today where you can just Amazon yourself somewhere in 12 hours.
Yeah.
Like
he
was,
I mean, the regular flight to Australia is pretty long from almost anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it took some stones, but.
So it sounds like he was just in a normal box. Did he not put him in like a live animal, like one of those wooden crates?
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like he just had someone tape him up in a big old box.
No, it was in a wooden crate. It was a wooden crate. It was a wooden crate, yeah.
He must have had some room to move around a little bit and go to the bathroom, I guess.
He was 19, working in Australia, and he was homesick, couldn't afford to go home. So him and two buddies hashed this crazy plan to throw him in a box and send him back.
Well, it worked.
Yeah, he made it.
And now he's writing a book about it.
The book is called The Crate Escape.
Great. Great title. Yeah, that is a great title.
He had a small suitcase in there with him, a bottle of water, a flashlight, an empty bottle for obvious reasons, and a hammer to break out, and a pillow. And he put fragile handle with care on the box, this side up, so they didn't dump him on his head.
It sounds like he took all the precautions.
Yeah. Said passing in and out of consciousness. So
The error was like, you don't.
Did they not put a hole, like a hole in it or two?
But the altitude you're at, like in a plane, right? Like when you're in a cabin, it's pressurized. When you're in the cargo hold, they don't care.
Yeah.
Well, he's alive and he made a book about being an idiot. And then he's going to make some money. So, congrats. Don't do that.
No.
I mean, I don't know if we have to say it, but.
You know. Generally, we do.
Yes, generally, we do. We have to keep reminding people not to make love to animals. So,
That's true.
This is much lower down the disgusting list.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Brought to you by Ginsburg Gingra. Personalized solutions to get you out of debt.
When was the last time you really panicked?
Like a true panic. Like there's little ones like where you buy something new and you're putting it together and you think you've broken it. But like, no. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's little panics like when your car tells you that like the brake function comes on.
Oh.
But there's no one in front of you.
Oh.
Right.
It just misread a signal.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's that? Okay. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. But I don't remember the last time I really panicked.
How do you feel about mayonnaise?
I like mayonnaise.
Yeah, I'm good. I like mayonnaise. I like it better than Miracle Whip, that's for sure.
Miracle Whip has its place, but yeah.
You don't appreciate the tangy zip? Miracle Whip?
I don't hate Miracle Whip. It's just if there's a choice, I'm going to pick mayo every time. It's a little too sweet for me, Miracle Whip.
Oh, okay.
A little bit too much. What color underwear are you guys wearing?
Probably black.
Yeah, black. That's all I own. How likely is the zombie apocalypse?
Very unlikely.
Not likely at all.
How much do you understand the game of cricket?
Not a lot. I get it enough.
I know there's a pitcher, right? And you have to hit it.
Yeah.
And then run back and forth.
Bowls. He's a bowler. Yeah.
Run back and forth between the wickets.
Yeah. And if you hit the wickets, it's an out.
It's an out.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And if someone catches it, it's an out.
And then there's different types of matches. There's a test match and then a different match. And those could go on for days. So it's basically like baseball. You know, you have to get three outs in baseball.
Yeah.
You have to get the whole team out. In cricket. You keep running back and forth to get as many points.
And then you switch sides.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, guys, what do you have to say to the people who do not want the COVID-19 vaccine? I don't have anything to say.
Yeah. It's your body. You can do what you want with it. I would never tell anyone what to do with their body. But, I mean, if the history of science and vaccines show that it helps society, I would lean myself towards helping society.
Sure.
But I mean, it's your call. They're pretty new. They're pretty fresh. I can understand why people will be nervous to put them in their bodies. And
sure.
I
saw a chart.
But they'll eat the McRib and stuff.
Yeah, true. Drink and smoke and everything
you're
else.
You're allowed to do whatever you want. That's the point of it, you. Right? Until they tell you you're not.
I saw a chart basically saying amount of all the different cases that there's been vaccines for, the big diseases, right?
Yeah, measles.
Yeah, polio, stuff polio, like that. Stuff and it like said that. How many cases there were before vaccines and then how many cases there are now.
Yeah.
Some are obviously totally eradicated. Yeah. Some have 12 cases worldwide. And
You guys collect anything? I collect debt.
Yeah.
Maybe I should call our friends at Ginsburg Gingra.
Yeah, probably.
Solidate all that.
They'd help you out. Yeah, I also collect debt. I collect shoes a little bit, but not really.
Oh, that's right. You have a whole other house for your shoes.
I don't, but it's okay.
I sent Chris something yesterday because a golfer at the
Jordan
Masters
4, the golf shoes?
Is wearing an Air Jordan golf shoe. Oh, wow.
Jordan's golf shoes aren't new.
Oh, they're not?
No.
I'd never seen them before. Oh, okay.
That's why I didn't react with any sort of excitement. I'm like, thanks for showing me something I've known about for years, Jay.
Let me know.
Appreciate it. Well, obviously, I would know shoe stuff before you would.
That took literally 6 seconds of my day. I would like to be thanked.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What was the last thing that hit you in the nuts? I can tell you exactly. It was the stump of my 3-footed dog as she jumped on the bed.
Just really? Bang, she, right there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I took a good wallop in the old pouch. I don't, you graze it on stuff all the time. You get that nervous, okay. Didn't hit whatever the magic button is to make me want to throw up for the next 3 days.
I've been hit by lots of pucks in the nuts, but they've been protected by a jock.
Yeah.
Except the one that bounced underneath and hit me right in the taint. That one hurt a lot.
a lot of questions, man.
Yeah, great stuff, 6 a.m. Wow. You heard what those other folks were saying about you.
What is your fave food dog? I don't eat dogs.
No, I don't eat dogs either.
I keep them as pets.
How many kids do you have?
Four altogether.
Yeah, between the three of us, we have four children. Yeah. You can figure out who has what. All right, and that's it for another dish now.
It's an answer question time.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
All right. All right. Let's go. It's Auto What. You have 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass and come back to any question. You do have to get all the answers in. Your first answer for each one is the one that we count, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Roxanne on the phone.
Roxanne!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How goes it there?
I'm on my way to work.
Ah, so not good.
Not good.
Are you ready?
I'll do my best.
Good luck to you.
Okay, Roxanne, your time will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. In what U.S. city did the Beatles perform their final concert in 1966?
San Francisco.
What are Mars and Murray candies more popularly known as?
M&M's.
Who started Playboy?
Pass.
Spell necessary.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
What hurts more, a paper cut or a fiberglass sliver?
Fiberglass sliver.
Who started Playboy?
Oh, I can see him.
Roxanne.
I know.
That's not the one I thought would trip you up. I thought it would be necessary.
I can spell.
Yeah. Well, I always have trouble that word, but let's go over your answers. What hurts more, a paper cut or a fiberglass sliver? You said fiberglass sliver. That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a few.
spell necessary. You did so correctly. Who started Playboy? You did not have any answer for it, but it was Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Right, who would have been 95 today if he wasn't dead.
Yes.
It was a playmate that did it.
Yeah, probably.
What are Mars and Murray candies more popularly known as? You were right when you said M&M's. And the city that the Beatles performed their final concert in 1966 was indeed San Francisco. Yeah.
Francisco.
But sadly, you did not win.
Well, better next, luck next time.
Yeah.
Thanks, Roxanne.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
Stay safe.
I really thought she would have gotten it.
Yeah, she was close. She was close. Thought he would be like the easy layup. Yeah. But, you know.
I believe he was.
Sometimes you just get stuck on something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, nice and sunny today, up to 22 degrees or so. If someone calls you from Ottawa Public Health and tells you you have a vaccination appointment and they want some money and your social insurance number, that's a scam. Apparently, people are doing that. Ottawa Public Health will not call you to book your appointment for you. You have to call them.
Tell your older friends and your parents and your grandparents. Let them know.
Yeah. No one's going to call you.
No.
So. Prince Philip is dead. Just a few minutes ago. A statement from Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle." He didn't quite make it to 100. He was 99.
No. He's been dead for a long time.
He's looked real dead.
Yeah, for some time.
I'm not mocking the death of anybody, but it's just he's... This should not be a shock to a single soul.
No, like he's looked how I've felt for many years.
Oh, lots. He felt much worse than I expected.
And we got some calls in our Dougie line.
We do.
Sure do.
The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
So... Jamathy, keeper of the Dougies. What do you got today?
Well, we got a fella here who's noticed a unique combo, and I have to agree with him.
Okay.
Hey, I was just wondering if it's like a combo thing when you wear, or someone wears a wife beater, they also have to wear gigantic jean shorts that don't fit at all, that are way too baggy, and the wife beater is way too tight. I don't know if you guys see those people, but I see them all the time.
I have, yeah.
A wife beater, if you are not aware, is another term for
a white tank.
Yeah. Like the underwear.
Are you still calling that anymore? Are you allowed to call them that?
Probably not. I mean, it's probably not.
Like an undershirt. That's a statement I imagine
people don't enjoy.
Somehow is still around in these days.
Yeah, it's like the white underwear material tank top and then the massive oversized jean shorts.
Usually with a chain wallet.
Yeah. Chain wallet and DC shoes with no laces.
Yeah.
Often seen pushing a stroller.
Yeah.
Yes, while smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a definite 1-2combo for sure.
People on how they dress, you know. Huh? Don't judge people on how they dress.
I wear jean shorts, but not overly baggy ones. And
you got rid of your chain wallet years ago.
I did. And the tank tops I do wear they have full shoulders. You know what I mean? They don't have just the thin little spaghetti strap.
Yeah. Heard them be referred to as Archie Bunker shirts.
Okay.
But then also... He's not the greatest example nowadays to use.
Nobody
either.
Under the age of 40 knows who Archie Bunker is.
But sure, come on.
Under the age of 40. You know, I'm you're under the 40, age of 40. Yeah. You know, okay, let's say 30 then. Let's drop it another decade.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What else you got, James?
Here's one that could spark some discussion, fellas.
All right.
Just a quick little question. I work construction outside all day, like residential construction. And so I constantly got people asking how I'm doing. And lately I've been saying not too shabby, you know, not too shabby. How about yourself? That kind of thing, you know. What do you guys say when someone just randomly says, hey, how are you? Is it a not bad, oh, I'm good, or I'm not too shabby? Take it easy.
I know exactly what Jason says.
Yeah.
Fair.
I usually say fair. Although lately I've been switching it up.
What are you even dropping on people now?
Yeah, like if you go to a store or whatever, like it's in Shoppers Drug Mart the other day, and they said, how you doing? And I said... Getting by.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a pretty neutral.
Similar to fair.
Neutral.
So you know what? See, a lot of people, like, you'll ask them first thing in the morning, hey, how are you? Well, I won't, but they'll ask me, and I feel I need the reciprocate.
Right.
But so I ask them, and they say, great. You've peaked in the morning. Like, you can't be great right away. There's no room for improvement.
I think some people tell you they're great because...
They're just lying.
Yeah, no one's great. I mean, you can be good, but...
Yeah.
People tell you they're great because they don't want you to follow up with like, oh, why? What's, you know what I mean? Like, I'm great. I'm good. Everything's awesome. Just don't ask me any more questions, please. Right. I don't want to.
I do appreciate the not too shabby. I looked up what the actual definition of shabby is. in poor condition through long or hard use or lack of care. Like, none of us are really
too shabby.
We're a little shabby. That might be the most accurate one. Yeah.
No, it's a good one, too. I like that one.
Too shabby. That could be a tops next week.
It's along the similar lines of fair and you know, getting by.
Yeah.
Getting by.
I say as good as can be these days. That's usually what I say. I'm pretty good considering.
Like,
considering the world sucks. You know,
trying to think of any time where someone asked me and I actually was great. Probably the last time I vacationed in a nice spot. It was like Christmas Day, and I was in the beach, like in the water.
Sure.
And someone said, "How are you?" I'm like, "I'm great."
Yeah, I am right. Right the second I am great.
And that's the last time I think I was great. And that was like in 2014.
Someone just texted, "I'm not unwell." That's how they answered. Yeah, I'm not unwell.
Not unwell.
Yeah. I think it's a clear indication you are.
I'm on the right side of the sod. I'm not sure that's way too. I'd have to think of it. Because they even confuse people. They're like, what? On the right side of the ground? Oh, you're on the upside. No, you're alive. Okay. You're not underground. I get it. But, not too shabby. It's not bad. Not too shabby.
Heart's still beating.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Still breathing.
Yeah, still alive. Breathing. I've said that one, too. Yeah, yeah. That's usually when I'm a little less than fair. How are you? Still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost disappointment, but not quite.
Yeah.
What spoiled brats we are in North America. So.
What, for being happy we're alive?
I'm not unhappy.
No, I'm saying for like, I'm all right.
I say sometimes
you live in this country and you're doing okay. Like you know, you're paying your bills. You're doing amazing on a global scale. Like amazing.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I'm all right.
Imagine, some starving child on the other side of the world.
Is there a group of people trying to chase you down and cut your head off with machetes? Is there like
a
government oppressing you?
But that's bad.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. But like globally here, we're doing pretty damn good.
We're doing all right. We are. We're doing all right.
I'm never satisfied, Jason.
I'm satisfied. It's totally satisfied. Yeah. We're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
Yeah. Doing great to me would be if the government gave me money.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. I'm not complaining. Yeah, I'm all right. I like living here. It's good.
I hear what you're saying.
On the list, when you're rating it, like, how was your delivery from 1 to 5? Yeah. We're a 3 here. It's satisfactory.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. Could it be better? Yes. Could it be worse? Obviously. It's satisfactory.
Not too shabby.
It's a C. C plus on some days.
Great call. Leave yours on the dougie line anytime you want. 216-3849. All right.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
It's time to wrap up our tops for this week. Totally official polling survey.
Mm-hmm.
This week.
A little bit different.
We learned something this week.
Oh, for sure. And we've said before, we're probably the last honest morning show.
Yeah.
So we're going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Not our strongest tops.
No, it was pretty, well.
It was too specific.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We learned something. It was too specific.
Yeah, we found the number one of the top 5 things government workers do to avoid working. It's just waste time.
Waste time.
That's it. And we had some great examples about how people waste time.
Yes.
But there really is only one answer. It's just they waste time.
Here's one. We got one call yesterday. Listen.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend works for the government, and she just has to be doing something on her computer, and her light says she's active. So she opens a Microsoft Word document, puts a stapler on the space bar there, and just goes and, I don't know, does chores around the house. And let me tell you, boys, my house has never been cleaner. All right, see you guys.
That's a pretty good one.
It is.
Unless they have, like, some program that monitors your keystrokes.
Right.
And then later when she gets back to work, they're like, we get that fast typing lady. Let's get her over.
Another person put a sticky note on the bottom, like they flip a mouse over. Your computer mouse, not a rodent. Put the a sticky note on and then put a fan so it blows so the laser keeps activating. It makes it look like they're moving their mouse around.
Like, that's one of the smartest ones I've heard.
Other people just take forever driving from place to place.
Yeah, they'll look for traffic hotspots and then go to those traffic hotspots.
Yeah.
To try and get back to work later.
But very low participation, mostly because it's so, two reasons. Yeah. It's too specific. We should have just said what you do at your work to waste time, not government employees. But we thought we'd have some fun with the government employees here in Ottawa. Yeah. But as we all know, they don't have fun.
They don't have fun.
No.
Because they work for the government.
Yeah.
So there's no fun allowed.
Also, some of them
at a government workplace
probably didn't want to give their tricks away.
That's
right?
True.
That's true. That is true.
Because you don't want to, reveal your secrets to everybody.
Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, you know.
So there's your tops. You waste time.
Yeah, waste
like
time.
Like we all do.
Yeah.
Like every one of us.
Hey, it's a learning thing, you know?
Sure.
We'll tell you when it's things don't work out.
We're not going to lie to you.
Or that show. You know, it wasn't awful. We had a couple great stories. But definitely not the participation we normally get in tops. And we promise you we will step it up for next week's tops. So, you know, because a lot of people feel left out. Oh, I don't work for the government, so I can't.
Right.
You know, it's just too specific. So we're sorry if we alienated you on our tops this week.
I'm not sorry because everything's a learning experience.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you.
How many times has your wife heard that? I'm not sorry. Everything's a learning experience.
A lot. A lot. I'm imagining on a daily basis, probably. Jason's never been sorry about anything in his entire life. No.
Well, sometimes I say it just to avoid an argument.
Right. But you don't feel it.
Because I want to do something else.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Sorry. That's my bad. She knows I don't mean it.
Well, if you didn't hear the news, Prince Philip's dead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big news of the morning. He just
upped and died.
Yeah.
He upped and then he died.
He's been up and dead a long time.
Yeah.
There are some odd pictures of him somehow being alive.
Yeah. For those wondering, it wasn't like in a car crash or anything.
No.
He died peacefully in his sleep.
Yeah. Just because he was 4,000 years old.
He was 99, actually.
4,099, eh?
Yeah. Wow.
Impressive.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We got it.
We're
playing all yeah.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. 750-061. You call us and say, oh yeah, oh yeah, whatever you want, any way you want, but only those words. Immediately disqualified if you add anything else.
That's right. Okay. All right, let's go to line one.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Hello.
What's your name?
Gregory.
All right, Greg, are you ready?
Yep.
Let's hear your today.
Okay.
Trailed off.
Yeah.
Did he fall off a cliff?
I think his phone, he was too loud. Boisterous.
Yeah. And now he's listening to us. He's trying his radio up.
I don't think Greg's going to win.
No, Greg,
it was a pretty typical,
Yeah, there's nothing, too fancy about that one. But we thank you for calling. Hope you have a great weekend. Hi, good morning, Shay. Hello?
Person with their signal on, yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Hi, it's Trevor.
Trevor, you have about 2 seconds to turn your turn signal off, or we're going to hang up on you. Thank you.
Sorry, they were four ways. I was pulled over on the side of the road.
Responsible. Look at you. Wait. Here I am yelling at you.
Yeah.
let's hear your today.
Okay.
What was that?
All right.
It sounded like Elmo almost.
A little unexpected.
All right. Yeah.
Think of this process.
He can hang around.
We'll keep Trevor around.
Yeah. This process, right? A grown man pulls over, makes a responsible decision,
turns his four ways on, gets yelled at,
and then makes a childish thing, and then realized it immediately. Yeah. So he started laughing.
It's amazing.
All right. Let's keep this going. Hey, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
It's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys.
You're alive. It's always good to hear.
I'm always alive, my friend.
Well,
some days it's debatable.
Hey, you guys ready?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. You did bring it. When he started the part, it was a way too familiar of a sound. Like maybe he was like praying to the porcelain god or something.
Yeah, there was some vomit.
And at the end of it, it sounded like when you put a playing card in your bike spokes as a kid.
There was a rattle.
We'll keep Robert on hold.
Okay.
Let's go to line four.
He gives it so hard every week. Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
It's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
We're great. How are you?
Good. You ready?
I think we are.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is garbage.
Is that what you asked us if we were ready for, Mark?
Of course.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I feel bad for Mark if that's like if he actually thought that was the winner.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're gonna have to let you go, Mark. wasn't.
He was so cocky. Yeah. There was so much swagger. But I could tell the second he answered the phone, it wasn't going to be a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, buddy.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Here at this show, we've had countless applications from people who want to be our intern. Most of them can't cut it.
Yeah.
For one reason or another.
We've had lots of reasons. Some guys just quit like midway through the first morning.
Mm-hmm. Entitlement issues.
Yeah. We had a guy who couldn't drive himself to work because if he went down a too steep of an incline, he would pass out.
Yeah. That was a real reason.
He had to get his mom to drive him, so that didn't work.
Other guys are just way too big of weirdos. We're around them for like 3 minutes and we're like, no, we can't do this.
One guy's parents wouldn't let him drive one morning because there was snow on the ground.
That can't be.
So, we have another guy trying to be involved in our show. We're not sure what level because he just sent us sort of a demo, but we like the demo a lot. He seems like he's a good dude. So we're going to try and I talked to our boss about it before we even called him because we wanted
a proposal for this.
Yeah. We wanted to crank it up a little bit and see if it helps. And we're going to call him now.
His name's Zach.
Zach, yeah, he has no idea this is coming. And it's ringing. Let's see how it goes.
Hello?
Zach.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. It's the Biggs and Bar Show. How you doing?
Wow, it's an honor. How's it going, guys?
We're great.
So, listen, we got a proposition for you because you sent us your demo tape. Because where you go, Algonquin College?
Yep.
Okay.
Now, are you just sending it for an air check or do you want to do stuff with us? Do you want to be our intern, sort of, like unpaid, do stuff for the show? Like, what do you want to do?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I'm just going into second year. Any experience I could get, I would love. Like,
perfect. We talked to our boss about it, and he made an unbelievable proposition for you. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going to put you to a test, and this can be an ongoing test for a while.
There's no timeline, really.
No.
The timeline is our boredom.
Okay.
So here's the test. You have to get a one-on-one sit-down interview with Justin Trudeau. Now, I know you're thinking, that sounds impossible, insane. Probably is. But the reward will be that you will get your own show on Shay 106.
Yeah. This was a promise from our boss, Adam.
We're not making it up.
Wow, okay.
And he'll pay you for that show.
Yeah, and he'll put you on staff.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, okay.
So we'll check in with you from time to time, but know this, we will forget you exist. So you will have to call us also.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. No, I'm going to work to that every day. I'm going to hound every single official person about that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm definitely going to.
No, like you should probably go to where he works and yell at him, but you know, it's on you.
I think I've got some Bristol board. I'm going to bring a sign.
Yeah,
great idea.
Yeah, great.
Okay, perfect.
Leave us a message every couple days.
Or however much you want.
Yeah, even every day. If you got something every day you want to add.
We want to hear about your successes, your hardships, all of that stuff.
Like a journal.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, perfect.
And you'll be our unofficial intern?
The external intern. Because of COVID, you can't be inside, so you're the inaugural external intern.
Yeah.
Right, okay, perfect. Awesome.
So do you think you can handle that?
Absolutely. This is like incredible. I'm literally like in disbelief myself right now, but I'm so more than willing to put this to work and get this going.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay. Don't be a weirdo. All right.
Yeah. If you're a weirdo, we'll just cut you off totally.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you guys so much.
Wow.
It's a young man with some confidence.
But not arrogance.
No, I didn't get a bad vibe off him at all. So we'll see how it works.
I like him so far. So if you're just joining us, that is Zach. He goes to Algonquin College. He wants to be involved in this radio station and this show.
He wants to be, I guess, in poverty most of his life.
Yeah.
He wants to work in radio.
Anyone who chooses radio. So we've offered him, our boss has offered him a show on this station if he pleases us as an intern.
Mm-hmm.
So we're telling him he's got to get a one-on-one sit-down, not phone call, sit-down interview with Trudeau because that is an impossible task. And if he pulls that off, he's got himself a show.
Yeah, he's got his own show.
And we'll have some fun with him, too, obviously.
Sure, yeah, he'll be our intern as well.
He is our external intern,
mm-hmm.
The first one. Just call him Zach, or do you want to make up a ridiculous nickname?
Well, let's call him Zach for now.
Yeah. What does he look like? Do you guys know? Did you stalk him on Facebook or anything?
I didn't want to commit that much time to him. It might be a total bust.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So we'll keep you updated on our external intern and see how he does and earn some stripes and a spot on this radio station.
Great opportunity.
Yeah, it is. Can you imagine when we were in school, if like the biggest and best morning show in the country called you and offered you any sort of attention?
It's amazing.
Like any sort of attention.
Yeah.
He's going to be skipping around all weekend this
kid.
You know? Like, the best show in the country called you.
Yeah, yeah.
Offered a
Unbelievable.
Job.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like crazy.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
I can do Tarzan.
Well.
And you chopped it right before I even got a word out.
A warning would be all right.
Yeah, a warning.
Well, because as you know, I have to anticipate because there's a bit of a delay. And sometimes you come on and you just go either, like sometimes you go, sometimes you do big, long ones. I know. But
All right, I'll give you a tip of the cap next time.
Okay.
I'll give you a little wink and a nod when it's going to be a long
one.
What is the thing you do that most annoys your spouse? Or the thing your spouse does that most annoys you. I think that would be a pretty long list.
But what's the one that drives you the most crazy? Or drives her the most crazy? Well, for me, it's obviously breaking off cheese without cutting it. Mm-hmm. We've been through
drives
that.
Drives her bananas?
I don't know. I probably leave clothes on the floor.
Sure.
I tend to, like, not put stuff away. I just leave it on the counter
sometimes. Empty boxes back into cupboards. Right. So that makes her crazy.
Good Lord. That make me nuts, too.
I'll tell you one thing that drives me nuts, and it's a little thing. Like, we have a boot rack, like a tray where you put your shoes and boots when you come in the door.
Boot rack.
So I put my shoes with the toes facing the wall because that's how I will put them on again, right?
On the boot rack, you do that?
Yeah. She turns them around the other way.
Yeah, I would turn them around.
It drives
me
insane.
I would turn them around, too.
You have toes out, Chris.
Yeah, I would have toes
100%.
Out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Now, I'll give you that. It looks better.
Yeah. For the aesthetic of it.
It's not practical.
No, it's not. But for the aesthetic.
Because I have a pair of rubber boots, right? When I just go take the dogs out, I just slip my feet in them, right? But if they're...
But right on the boot rack? You don't pull them off the boot rack and then put your feet in?
It's just a tray.
Oh, right?
It's
a rack.
Like a rubber tray.
We asked you if it was a rack and you said yes.
And I said tray. Saul, thanks for listening. Are you my
wife? That's the one thing, I don't... My wife drives me nuts is that she doesn't listen. If it came to pass that your date of death could be predicted, would you want to know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
For sure. I'm not some like person who thinks you're going to live forever and I wouldn't be weeping in my pillow if I knew I was going to die in 4 years.
You could plan for it.
Okay, then I know what needs to be done.
And you can't avoid it. It's inevitable.
Yeah,
this
is it. This is when you're going to die. Yeah, I'd like to know. What's the worst thing somebody has ever done to you?
Done to me?
Good Lord.
My birth mother threw me in a dumpster.
That's right.
That's
hard to beat that one.
That was a tough one.
Worst thing someone's ever done to me.
When
I was a teenager, when I was playing soccer, some guy jumped on my ankle on purpose and ripped all the tendons.
Oh, wow. That's awful.
It was a real dick move. He got his own, though.
Someone fired you on vacation, Jason. Yeah,
that wasn't the worst thing, though. I feel bad for that guy because it really wasn't his call.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he was just the bearer of bad news.
Jamie?
Too many.
Oh, you poor
just you two alone.
Soul.
Just you two alone. I couldn't bear it.
Walk it off.
A lot of questions about our potential intern Zach getting the interview with Justin Trudeau.
Yeah,
do we have any faith that he will do it? No, not really.
No, but it's the effort he puts into it. Like if he's gonna get it. I mean, you never know. Sometimes crazy people do land crazy things, and if he does, then it'll birth a career for him in radio. Our biggest problem with Zach is thinking up a nickname for him right now.
We got some good ones.
Yeah, we got some good ones
in the chamber.
I'm nervous to call and play. Oh, yeah. Should I call next time? Absolutely.
Don't be nervous.
Is that what we've done to people? We've made them nervous to call and say two words? Oh, that's a shame.
We can be pretty aggressive with you if we don't like what you're bringing to the table. But it's just a phone call.
Yeah, and it's not personal, right?
No. And you can just hang up on us and go on with your day. Like, really, we're just three idiots. Like, I mean, you're fine.
Like, listen, every week someone in this office bakes a banana bread or a banana muffin.
Yeah.
It's well-known fact. I detest banana bread. It's disgusting.
Right.
I don't think they're bad people.
No, exactly.
It's just I don't like what they brought.
Fair enough.
That's all.
What were you laughing at, James?
Just a couple questions, but we're late. Doesn't matter. We can get to them maybe on Monday. I'll put them in the old save folder.
We won't forget. Okay. We won't remember Monday.
Fine. Just do them now.
Yeah, do it.
Late.
What else got to do?
What would you rate 10 out of 10?
Salt and vinegar chips.
That's your 10 out of 10, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty
no
much
matter what?
Pretty much every time. There may be like a specific badly kettle-cooked one that is kind of greasy, and that'll get a 9 out of 10 from me.
Right.
But it's all vinegar chip will give you a 10 out of 10 pretty much every time.
Chicken parm for you, Jim?
No.
Is that a 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
What?
Like, I thought this was going to get a little deeper here. That's why I didn't want to ask it. Like,
well,
I'm thinking
it.
A Pizza Hut buffet. Pizza Hut lunch buffet.
That's
10 out of 10 every time.
All right.
Every time.
What about you, Chris?
10 out of 10.
My reflection.
Okay.
And that's it for another edition of...
Hey, if you don't love yourself, right?
The Biggs and Barr Show.